Jacksonville City officials are considering hiring a Chicago-based nonprofit that promises a solution to violent crime. Cure Violence is in town this week to present how its program could work in Jacksonville.
We ain't got time to wait on for it to be this big picture and everyone on the public health thing. We get what you're saying,
I get it. But
if we do that, bullets are still flying.
Cure Violence Director of Training Marcus McAllister is talking to leaders at the city's Kids Hope Alliance on Wednesday. His organization trains what it calls credible messengers who live in high-crime areas and work to mediate conflict without police intervention. McAllister says his team approach violence as a public health epidemic.
We interrupt the transmission, we change the behavior associated with it, then we change the community norms.
Mayor Lenny Curry, Sheriff Mike Williams, and State Attorney Melissa Nelson will hear the pitch on Thursday. The presentations come after a string of shootings left 6 dead in 4 days. And Jacksonville has been Florida's murder capital for much of the past 2 decades. That led activist and Eastside barbershop owner Dana Miller to question the mayor's motives.
We need people to be concerned, seriously concerned about what's going on, not making this a political event or just to win elections and things.
Implementing the program in a single neighborhood is estimated to cost Jacksonville about $400,000 a year. Abu Karadan, 89.9 WJCT News.